Drag Your Show Show with Peaches and DJ Motai.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Jack Freeman, H-Town representative.
It's your boy D-Lo, man.
It's Cab the Dumb, man.
What's good? Space City, the great city. It's your boy, Ruth Williams.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand. We have a great show for you today. This is our fifth episode on demand, right, Peaches? While she's slipping on the Slurpee. Slipping
on the Slurpee. Talk today.
Man.
Sipping on the Slurpee.
Sipping on some scissors.
Sipping on some Slurpees.
Slurpees.
I can't even concentrate because it's a fake Monday
morning. It's too
early. Hashtag fake Monday mornings, everybody. We're back with another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
8 a.m.
At 8 a.m. in the morning, every Monday morning. On iTunes and on BradGilmore.com.
I'd be still asleep because it's a fake Monday morning.
.com. You know, I'm asleep on fake Monday mornings, too. I actually set it up to post at the right time. Anyway.
We're all asleep.
Anyway. There's a guy
put it
in
down.
The background with a knife.
A butterfly knife.
At 8 a.m. in the morning. Before we continue, I want everyone, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. This is a fan-supported and listener-supported podcast, you know what I mean? So we need y'all to help us to keep this going and to help us get more notoriety, all right? Give us a 5-star rating. Comment. Tell everyone how much you like Peaches.
And if you've been on
DJ
the show,
Motai,
or how say you like you've DJ been Motai on the show.
Huh? What'd you say? Hashtag the BG show if you decide to do any Instagram posts or any tweeting or any social media. Hashtag BG show. We got a good show for you today. We have the snob boss or the snob gang general. There's a lot of things he is. He came on the show to talk all things about his new album, Snob University, which comes out in August. Peaches. Peaches, are you going to just keep slurping on the Slurpee?
It's a fake Monday morning smoothie.
Oh, is it?
I juiced.
You juiced?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Nice. What am I talking
Why
about?
Why can't you talk?
I don't know what's wrong with
you. Is it because it's 8 o'clock on a Monday morning?
Yeah, you know, I haven't done my vocal exercises yet. I haven't done my warm-ups. My mama made me mash my M&Ms.
Why do you know stuff like that?
Mama made me mash my M&Ms.
You're in the choir.
I'm so confused.
Anyway, we also talked a lot about Yeezus, which comes out tomorrow on #RealTuesdayMornings.
Real Tuesday morning and the rest of the week.
We have a lot of stuff. So I think we should just cut this intro short today, right, DJ Motai?
Right.
We're going to get straight into DJ
Nobody Motai. Asked y'all. Nobody asked anything.
And we're going to get right into DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix on the Brad Gilmore
Hashtag
Show on demand.
MMMM.
Hashtag MMMM.
How about Tyler? Where do they need to send their music Motai. To get it to you?
Send it to dj.motai at live.com.
You need to get the Brad Gilmore Show email on your phone.
All right.
Why don't you have it? See, this is how camaraderie don't start. Why don't you have it?
We talk about camaraderie.
We did talk about camaraderie, and we not tight. Why you don't have the email on your phone?
I never knew the email password.
Why you don't have the email password? Talk to Brad like 6 times a day.
Why else would I not have...
What?
Did you ever ask for the password?
Yeah.
When?
When it was made.
When was it made? Avery made it. Mm-hmm. Avery Levin made it.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Brando made that.
The original one was made by Brando. But Avery remade it for the website.
Okay, when he remade
Blame
it,
Avery
I Levin.
Never knew about it. Okay. That's why.
Anyways,
we don't know.
They back
but before we get into this, I have a fortune cookie.
What's the email?
On this fake Monday morning.
I have a fortune cookie, and I'm going to open it so I can... Let everyone know.
You hurt everybody's ears right now.
I'm sorry. All right. Let me see. My fortune for this Monday morning.
But I wanted to eat the cookie, then you put it on
you
the table.
Oh, man.
You have the cookie.
What a waste of a fortune cookie.
A pleasant surprise
Y'all
is in store for you
table
soon.
Off. Look at this rice.
Which is going to be this show, everybody. So make sure y'all keep tuned in for our interview with Young Vaughn.
What's the email?
And the email is thebradgilmoreshow@gmail.com.
You don't even know the email?
I knew the email. I'm
going to give you a pamphlet.
Get him a pamphlet. All right.
No, Brad Gilmore Show pamphlet because you're not real.
Program and everything.
All right, everybody.
You're not real on this fake Monday morning.
Oh. Hashtag BG
show. You as fake
show.
As the Monday morning that we faking.
You fake.
You fake.
She real. You fake. All right.
They
so
think you're having a real life concert.
Y'all keep tuned for DJ Motai's Monday morning mix on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. We'll be right back with Young Vaughn.
Yeah.
Peace.
Dugger. It's Dug Thursday, bitch. I'm sacked up. I'm racked up. I rock Gucci, Louis, Hermes. I can't fit shit exact. Rubber bands on my racks like I'm out of selling packs. Your girlfriend say you're slipping, so I'm picking up the slack. So I pick her up, dick her down, then I bring her back. B-H-O in this hoe, man, that's out of real play. So my waitress take them sparkles out for bottles on the way. Know the fans in there watching, gotta keep it low-key. Go anywhere in my city and I bet they know me. I be gripping on that ass, bitch, to say I'm disrespectful. Had your bitch last week, nigga say I'm disrespectful. Told her hop up in that ride, they know your man ain't gon' catch you. If I want her bad enough, best believe I'ma get you. In the club every week like I get paid in this bitch. Throwing money everywhere, they need a maid in this bitch. I can do this shit for days, I've been paid in this bitch. Reppin' Texas South, niggas, I was made in this bitch.
Now every time they see me ball, all them bitches on my sack. Boy, I been had hoes, you just got them cause you rap. You be making up shit, Kelly dollars spitting facts. Got the Chevy on the streets, now I'm working on the left. Know I'm something like a pimp, and I'm something like a Mac. Packing Grizzly, know you friendly, never been up in no trap. But I bees in your bitch, and she down for a menage. Got my 2 chains on, every time you see me floss. Hold up, money too young, better grow up, know what? Bitches on dick when I show up, roll up. Stay real high with my lopes on eyes, and it ain't no lie, I'ma blow up. So what, rockin' diamond, no Lisa Ray. You funny money, you Stevie J. You boys rave when it come to pay. Can't see the paper, y'all never play. We all stars, you bench, nigga. Big guns, we drench, niggas. Niggas on that whole shit. We big dogs to you bitch, niggas. Rich nigga, well, not yet. By all bets, I'm a prospect. You been rapping how long? And why you niggas ain't pop yet?
I don't wanna hear another line about the fucking grind. Niggas snitching, giving times. My bro, he got a dime. We gotta hustle, get them racks. Stay moving them packs. Don't hear the houses calling trap, cause it's all in the rain. Told up, bitch, with my Louis time. Motherfuck the world, man, I'ma do me. Got real strikes in the hood, I'm good. When you come around it like who we hold up. Whip, whip, my shit so cold it's frigid. I'm low-key surfing, then I go drop a Bentley. Grade A, got the Benz, you couldn't dream this bitch. Man, them half-ass niggas never seen this shit. Ain't pick-picking with them lames, niggas know I'm disrespectful. You a bitch, so stay in line, these niggas know that I check. I'm on my own shit, no D, I am a grown man. Gotta step by table for a new Benz. My kick so red, them new Benz. I've been handing in that ace, so it's just fuck fine, baby. We been at the paper plate, so it's fuck a cosign.
Yeah,
Nick Vitale.
Girl, you doing great. Girl, you doing great. Great, great. We smoking in the morning and we party late. Late, late. Louis Gucci Fendi got her looking fine. She say she wanna roll with me all the time. Girl, you doing great. Girl, you doing great. Great, great. We smoking in the morning and we party late. Louis Gucci Fendi got her looking fine. She say she wanna roll with me all the time.
She want that deep five top player. Never drunk off love, don't chase her. Fly, cause I'm high behind screens, run it up. Count me in, no rigid, don't pace yourself. So good, I amaze myself. Eh, you ain't got a lot to kick it, I'm private with it. I'm probably pretty girl, so fasten your belts and turn off the vices. I'm priceless, plus twice as nice with no vices. And now my voice is a drug of choice. We killing rounds like Tyson. I mean shots. Thanks, Ken dog, I got cheeks. Chicken heads in the coop, and I'm a slim dog. Like Snoop, endo, no jindo. Say the juice, and I look her, I'm liquor. I'm throw, please look her. Straight to the head, but don't hang over. Quit lying, girl, you ain't sober. I'm a goner. Fuck Chris, that brown hit you like Ariana. See a fuck with 100 get you right.
Girl, you doing great. Girl, you doing great. Great, great. We smoking in the morning and we party late. Late, late. Louis Gucci Fendi got her looking fine. She say she wanna roll with me
you doing great, girl, you doing great. We smoking in the morning, then we party late.
My motherfucker's not in a wine.
She said she was on wine,
live all the time.
Tinted up in my Benz out, racked up with my Kiv out. I smell like Endo. Hell no, what you if I back up on the G shit, OG. 5% my tent low key. Slide bang the whole gang right me. Fucked around the box with some sweets. Endo in my chest is like I'm squabbing. Smoking that in the way, never puff, I end up coughing. Swagging that Austin, my new lifestyle is awesome. Fucking these bitches, then I toss them. I don't meet them, I find them cause you lost some slides. That's worldwide. Me and my side got your girl alive. But I don't ever call, I'ma drive. Never met no young nigga this wide. My shit fire, flamed up with them bangers. Slime mob is danger. Don't fuck up right before I have to end the wine. Daddy got me fucked up. 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 Young nigga came up. Daddy got me fucked up. Daddy got me fucked up. Daddy got me fucked up. Pop the top of my iPhone. Please don't fuck up, boy. If I have to end a way, private talk on my phone, private jet in my hand. Please don't fuck up, boy. If I have to end a way,
I done kept it real from the jump. I was in the county thinking to myself up in the bump. Man, I pray to God they let me sign for six. I'ma get back to the crib and get right back in the mix. Tint it up in that cop car. Free me, they got me fucked up. No swag with that fuck shit. St. Patrick's, looks up. Back to getting my bucks up. Snob ass still stuck up. Two white cuffs, plus activists. Blue dream, let me recover. Breast cancer, my phones. Licks calling my phone. Yeah, the fuck y'all, I'm home. Tell KB, nigga, we on. Snob gang, OG life. Yo, bitch, still gets deep fight. Got a cutie, broke it down like a Lego. My plug on the phone with the fuego.
Danny got me fucked up. Danny got me fucked up. Got me fucked up, Danny got me fucked up. Young nigga came up, Danny got me fucked up, Danny got me fucked up, Danny got me fucked up. Rock the top of my iPhone, private jet in my hang up. Please don't fuck up, boy. Now I am laying away. Rock the top of my iPhone, private jet in my hang up. Please don't fuck up, boy. Now I am laying away.
Stop, shake, start, front, tenor. Start in front of bottom, now we in the my girlfriend, I'm in the my car, no renown, I'm in
the you wanna dumb snap in the first and a wine.
That's a beat, nigga.
Snap gang, right,
yeah, nigga.
Ain't got no leader. They go out and drink about a liter, tryna deter all the feelings that we fear. Cause we here, been around a long, long, long time. But got twisted by the dismissive folks that control what's mine and yours. And here's a herd, the thing is really silly. How they think we think all willy-nilly when actually we know how to rise above catastrophes. And been more than a few casualties. Some travesty that never had to be. But right now, I'm a Caroline's mouth. And I feel a little bitter when some people say nigga. But I feel a little better when I'm in Susan Jetta. Getting head, and I don't mean lettuce. I knew the Lord would not forget us. Even though I have bad credit, I still got leverage. Shut up, ho. Fuck your ideology. If you don't think all people should be equal, you shouldn't speak to me properly. Unless you properly wanna pay a nigga. I know some assholes that might hate a nigga, but in these times, sometimes they gotta obey a nigga. We running shit, they had us on a ship. Fuck everything they did, that's why we never quit. And we up in this bitch, yeah, we up in this bitch. You had our body for a long time. Keep trying, but you never take my mind. Cause I shine, why wine, nigga, I shine. She pour the wine, close the blinds, nigga, I shine. Since Genesis, Y'all done had her on nemesis, trying to make our lives limited. Some kind of hitters with a few little benefits, but fuck this. Let's go off on a pilgrimage, like the pilgrims did, and get up out of this bitch. Cause if you think, you get thrown in the clink. And if you dare to speak, they probably poison your drink. Or they probably blink. I swear it tickles me pink how they can tell somebody who they can marry. I bet they wouldn't yell that shit at Katy Perry. How they gon' tell a woman when she can carry a baby that may be frankly making the lady wary? She ain't ready, it's scary. When they tell me not to smoke, I don't trip or fall. I hit the weed and then proceed to say fuck all of y'all. Y'all thinking small when you think you bald. The third world don't revolve around anything y'all involved. And since it began, we was meant to win. And with God's blessing, we overcame oppression. He was testing, what a lesson. Now we running shit, they had us on the shit. Fuck everything they did, that's why we never quit. And we up in this bitch, yeah, we up in this bitch. You had our body for a long time. Keep trying, but you never take my mind. Cause I shine, why wine, nigga, I shine. Two quarter wine, close the blinds, nigga, I shine.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Brag Yo More Show on Demand.
Brag about to get slapped on demand.
Oh, peaches. Not today. Today's not the day to be messing with me.
I ain't scared of you. You don't run shit but your mouth.
Work. What is her problem today? ever since
it's a Thursday.
Hey, no, it's not.
Monday morning.
It's a fake Monday morning, peaches.
A fake Monday morning is supposed to happen on Wednesdays.
Fake Monday mornings happen whenever we're recording the show for the fake Monday morning. Okay, peaches.
Wednesdays are fake Monday mornings.
Blah. Just shush it.
Did you just blab me?
I blah la 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 you. Okay, there's a difference. Get it right.
Spill it.
How you doing, DJ Motai?
What's up, man? I'm doing pretty good. It's too damn hot outside.
It's super hot outside. Yeah. I like his new hairstyle. You check it? No, peaches. You just gonna slurp.
You almost missed the straw.
Look, you was like the only person in the room that caught that. You were supposed to say anything.
Okay. Anyway, we have a great show for you today. Peaches, you know, almost a year ago today, almost a full year today, right? Not only was it this guy's last appearance on the Brag Yo More Show, right? But a year ago yesterday, or no, year ago last Wednesday, my bad, because it's fake Monday mornings, Peaches joined the Brad Gilmore Show. You've been here a year, Peaches. How do you feel?
Are we doing an intro right now? What is
this? This isn't an intro, but this is kind of an intro.
We can use this as an intro.
We might be able to use
when
it.
When do we
intro.
Ever? Never mind.
How do you feel after being a year on the show? Okay, whatever. We'll get to it in an intro.
See?
All right. We want to introduce our guest at this time. He is known by many names. A couple of them people say it to his face. His name. He goes by a snob. He's the snob boss. All right. He is. He's Young Vaughn. He's in here. How you doing, man?
I'm great. I can't hear myself.
You don't need to hear yourself.
Then we working. I feel great. I feel like snob boss. I'm just trying to be right next to Brad Gilmore.
Yeah, but you're sitting across from me right now, so you're almost there.
Almost.
What's been up with you, man, over this past year? It was July, actually, of last year that you were on the show. You're actually on the show's one-year anniversary, believe it or not, which is the 2 years are coming up now. But how you feeling? What's been going on this last year? Catch us up.
I'm feeling great. The last year, I just took off and kind of tried to work and make sure that when I was heard the way I wanted to be. You know, bring my thoughts, my views, and my sound to people firsthand and figure out a perfect way to do it. So that's what this last year has been about for me.
So pretty much just a consistent work and grind, trying to build the brand back up. What are you beeping over there?
I think that's him.
Is that you beeping?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. I'm going to let him slide. I thought it was you. I thought you knew
better.
Let
me tell you what you're not going to do. No, let me tell you what you are going to do. You are going to watch how you handle me. This is my last time telling you that. If you think I'm playing, try me.
She's got so much attitude.
I told Brad earlier, I said, when Peaches snaps, all I could do is laugh. It's
that's
funny.
All anybody does with me. Nobody takes me seriously.
No, I take her seriously.
She's like the only one. Like, my friends laugh at me when I attempt to yell.
When you attempt to yell, you never really get the full
because
yell.
Because halfway through me, like, trying to yell, they laughing in my face hard. So...
like we're doing
it's either I can either be I just throw a little mini tantrum, I stop talking, I flub my arms and I walk off.
You do like one of those numbers?
All of that right there. One of those. All of that right there. I mean,
so what all have you released in the past? You've released a lot of material in the past year, right?
Yes, I have.
What all? Run it down. What have you released?
I started with Freshman 13, which was kind of a play towards the Snob University album. I doubled back with Sophomore Problems. I took some time off, and then I came back with Snob Boss, and that's where we're at right now. No, before Snob Boss, I dropped Belly Family 4.
Oh, yeah. So that's four mixtapes?
Yeah, that's four.
In a year?
Yeah.
Why so many projects? All you at BHO like to do all that. Y'all like to drop like 79 albums a year.
It was really because we did a whole lot of stuff in that last year, and I ended up working on the album and finishing it, and it didn't sound how I wanted it to sound, so I scrapped it, and I started it all over again from one, and I didn't want to make people wait that long, so all the mixtapes were kind of like to hold you over until I was ready to drop the serious project.
Yeah. I feel you. Now, last time I talked to you, though, you weren't you working on something called like Sprite Remix?
Sprite Remix, yeah.
What's going on with that?
I was doing some work on Sprite Remix, and then I started talking to some people who were giving me advice, and they were like, try to go national. Sprite Remix kind of puts you in the Southern Texas category, and you're trying to be bigger than that. So,
do y'all remember the Sprite Remix? Y'all remember the
It was
dream?
Awesome.
The Sprite Remix. Y'all remember? You remember that, Peaches?
Sprite Remix.
I'm older than you.
And Fruitopia.
What does that mean?
Duh.
You're older than me, so what do you want me to bring up? Like Coca-Cola Classic? Were you around in that era?
Yeah.
Jesus
I'm
Christ.
Vintage.
She said vintage.
She's vintage.
Vintaged.
You're vintaged? So you just decided, you thought the Sprite Remix may be a little too
submerged. Yeah, it might put me in a box, and I was definitely trying to stay out of boxes.
Now, you know, me and Vaughn, Peaches, we were chilling in the studio.
A little.
We was chilling in the studio last week. Because this is a fake Monday morning again, right? And I want to bring this up at the beginning of the show because tomorrow, hashtag fake Monday morning, so tomorrow is Tuesday. There's three hip-hop albums being released. Pretty big ones, right?
But Ask Peaches comes out on Tuesday, so.
That's what I'm looking
hey,
for.
Hey, make sure y'all look forward to Ask Peaches. Hashtag Ask Peaches. Ask Peaches.
Ask Peaches.
Ask Peaches with a Z. Why can't I say that? Ask Peaches.
It's the hood in you.
It's the hood in me. That's what the hood made me. Oh yeah, I axe Peaches.
Axe Peaches.
And then I hatchet Peaches, and then I do all kinds of things. Anyway, but no, three big hip hop albums are coming out. Peaches, do you know what those are?
J. Cole.
What is it called?
Born Sinner.
Yeah.
Yeezus.
By Kanye West.
And I don't know who the third one is.
The third one's Mac Miller. Mac Miller, which is I think watching movies with the sound off is the name of his album.
Okay. Love Mac Miller,
and he's dope as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he don't care, and that's he doing him.
You got to commend that.
Yeah, like
he's independent.
He hasn't changed. Like he's been doing what he's been doing, and it's working for him. And that's what people need to understand. Like a lot of people are out here trying to make what's hot, and then. When they finally nail the sound is over.
Yeah.
And now you stuck. And you can't continuously complain about being stuck when you're just copying. Like, you stuck because it wasn't yours to begin with.
Damn.
That's perfect. And that's what my last year was about right there. Peaches summed it up.
Were you trying to do other things? Were you trying to make other people's music?
Nah, I didn't try to do anything. I focused on really just finding myself and making sure that when they heard it, I was comfortable with it because it was me.
So for people who don't know who are listening to the Brag and War Show on demand right now on iTunes or bragandwar.podbean.com, let people know who Young Vaughn is, what do you do, all the good stuff, so we can get that out of the way and people know.
I'm Young Vaughn, a 20-year-old musician from Houston, Texas, and I just make the sounds that scream snob. I bring love to the people's ears in the form of hip-hop.
Yeah. What's snob? What is snob?
Snob is success, not other bullshit. And that's what we're pushing.
And that's like your
collective. Yeah, that's my collective.
Your label of some sort, right?
Yeah, most definitely. My label, Snob Gang Records.
How long y'all been doing Snob Gang?
Since 2008.
It's 2008.
Yeah, it started in my closet. It's a crazy.
Oh, yeah, pause that.
Nah. In the least sketchy way.
You should never
way.
Start in a closet.
In the least sketchy way, it started in my closet.
You walked into that.
Oh, Motai.
I set myself up. All right. We're going to do this.
I definitely got you on that one. When did you come out of the closet?
Started in my closet in 2008. I was dead broke. Freshman in high school. I was living next door to this guy.
Mike Mars.
Yeah, my closet was a walk-in closet, so that's how we were able to.
So y'all were both in the closet.
So you had room in there.
No, I was in the closet rapping by myself.
Oh, is that what they call it now?
Yeah, and then
wrapping your hand around something, maybe.
No.
Sorry.
Wrapping my hand around the world, be a mixtape.
All right, first of all, Peaches, you need to watch how you handle me. All right. Try one more time. Try me one more time. Just do it. Try me one more time.
You can't. That's using what belongs to me, and it just don't work for him. See how that didn't work?
He put himself in a box.
I'm unboxed. All right.
All right.
Anyway, so you were closeted. You were recording this in the closet. Oh, when did you take it out of the closet?
This sounds so much better written.
Well, so I don't think anyone wants to read this transcript.
There's a rap about this? How does that go?
It's not a rap. I was doing a little article. I wrote it down, and it sounds so much better saying it started in the closet when I wrote it. No, I didn't. That's what happened.
No.
I just wrote it down.
Typically, after writing things,
you should probably say it. Yeah.
You're a rapper.
I mean, you guys are teaching me the way right here. I'm just trying to learn.
Diddy training.
Yep.
Yeah, Diddy training 101.
There we go.
Diddy training with the Bragging Rights show.
Yeah. It'd be led by Peaches.
Man.
Peaches. I'm going to teach you manners.
Yeah. Because she's ratchet in real life.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm classy.
I don't think she's ratchet. I was about to say, I don't think Peaches is ratchet.
Peaches calls herself ratchet.
I am.
You are?
Peaches was talking about twerking last night.
I hide it well.
No. Weren't you grading people's twerks in the club or something like that?
I do that, though, but I'm not ratchet.
I don't grade them.
Well,
I grade them.
I don't give them a report card.
I give them a C+.
That's what happens when your homegirl work at a bar and you just keep getting handed drink.
Yeah. You start grading stuff.
You start grading things. She had socks on and a sundress.
Whoa.
What?
And sandals.
Whoa.
Hey,
it's a lot.
Can we all, gentlemen in the room, just applaud the man who made sundresses?
Yes, because yes.
In studio clap real quick. In studio clap. I love a good sundress.
Me too.
What?
You know,
I just love a good sundress.
Sundresses, they're a gift.
It just shows everything that you want to see. You know how like some women, where they wear tight clothes to accentuate the positives or something? Wear a sundress.
Yeah.
We're going to see it all hanging out.
It's flossy. It's just like...
It's flossy. It's cotton, so it's easy. It breathes.
Yeah.
It's easy to take it off if necessary, if something happens.
Y'all really thought about this?
I mean, it's not a thought. It's something you recognize immediately.
It's one of those things. You see sundress, you're like, all right, I know what's popping.
I know it's a childhood appreciation that has grown into a grown man.
Yeah. we started at the bottom.
Now you're here.
Started at the bottom, now we're here.
Now literally. We're here. For sure, with the sundresses.
I've never, men really appreciate sundresses, like tough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What other articles of women clothing do you appreciate?
Yoga pants.
Yoga pants. Oh.
Yeezus.
Yeah. Thank Yeezus for the yoga pants.
Yoga
man.
Pants.
What do you say? Leggings? Leggings, yeah. Tights, any
all
kind of that.
Yeah.
Any kind of that. Any like jogging wear is always.
Yeah,
really
jogging wear, except for the baggy ones.
Volleyball shorts.
Yeah, Spanks. Whatever. Yeah. I
oh,
love
my
those.
Lord.
Do you know what a Spanx is? Because it's not what you're saying.
What is a Spanx?
Spanx is something to like get a woman shaped together.
It's like
right?
a girdle.
It's like a girdle.
Girdle?
For the ass. Right.
Well, no,
for the body. It's a body shaper.
He said, my bad. Shout out to Motai. I don't legitly not know what that is.
Yeah, y'all agree.
He wasn't supposed to know.
No, that's why we fix it here before you go say it's in front of somebody else.
There we go.
Okay, so volleyball shorts. We'll agree.
Yeah, volleyball shorts. We're going to
run with. Praise Jesus on that one. All right. Amen. All right,
so, I mean, do men still care about lingerie or no?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's appreciated regardless.
Lingerie is just like a classic. It's like edible bikinis.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's going to be on for like maybe 5 minutes.
I mean, but you talking to me like girls don't walk outside in their drawers, though.
They do.
So.
They do, but they don't go shopping in them.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm walking through the mall.
Not in my neighborhood, at least.
I'll say,
Peaches, you might live in a different kind of place.
I mean, I've seen some girls shopping in their undergarments where I'm at, too.
What are they, like, are literally just bra and panty?
I'm in Cyprus.
I mean, it's not necessarily bra and panties, but I'm talking about shorts that fit, like, drawers. So.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, they like skin tight shorts, so it's the same thing.
That's a Texas thing.
Yeah, that's Texas. It's hot
Daisy
as hell
Dukes,
here,
thank
though.
You, Mike.
There's a difference between Daisy Dukes and Coochie Cutters.
Whoop! Swag.
I showed my age with that.
Yeah, I've never coochie heard cutters. That
term before. I showed my age, but that's fine.
Shout out to my double C's.
I'm just saying, like.
Okay, let's bring it back. Let's bring it back. Okay.
To what?
To what we were discussing.
To the bottom of the map.
Yeah. Because
we here.
H-Town. All right, so we're talking about the three albums that are being released. And like I said, me and Vaughn were in the studio the other week, the other day, and Yeezus was brought up. Now, I feel a certain way about Yeezus, right? I feel a certain way about the title, about the about, you know, the topics that he's covering, all right? I feel like some of them might be a little racist, all right? And I don't know if y'all got my tweet, Mike and Vaughn, but he made a song featuring God.
Yes, I got your tweet, and I was so appalled. I just act like I didn't see it.
Yeah, yeah. I think everyone thought that. Now, Peaches, I know we talked a little bit with DJ DMD about it. Explain one more time to the people who didn't hear that episode your stance on Yeezus.
Okay.
She knew I was going
to
do that.
I did, because people had something to say about how I feel, but let me start off by saying how I feel is a reflection of me.
But we're asking Peaches.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like people don't really think. They think in Twitter logic, and for some reason, Twitter logic don't go along with common sense. So let me know that I'm speaking for myself.
Word.
Okay. I think there is a certain thing of too far, and I don't want to crowd somebody's creativity, which is something that I battle with when you think of Kanye West, because as a person who is here to appreciate the art and the creativity of someone who is being an artist, I can't say that I disagree with his work. I might not agree with how he's expressing it, but if I don't, then I don't have to, because it's not for me.
Yeah.
But because I have an opinion, I don't understand. Like, I want to know what his mental state is. Like, I want to know why you did that. Like, Jesus, God,
yeah,
on a track? What he rap about?
Was God rap about?
Yeah.
God can stunt harder probably than anybody in the
but
world.
But I'm just saying, on like, a rap. I mean, and I don't know. It's gonna be controversial. It's gonna do what it's supposed to do in the terms of bringing attention to stuff and making him answer questions and putting him out there as an extremist. But I just think that it's a little too far, because you're putting these things out, but you're not explaining anything. You're not telling where this came from. When you think of, maybe because I've been watching documentaries for the last 2 days, but when you think of older artists that expressed themselves, you saw hurt. They might not have told you how they felt, but it was expressed in what they were doing. We don't allow our so-called celebrities to go through things in private anymore. So when they put out an album and they're trying to express something, we already know. You know what I'm saying? That's why newer artists are better and have more success than older artists, because at the end of the day, we already know what you did. Like, Confessions was cool because we didn't know what happened with him and Chili. We know what him and Tamika went through. So another album about that, we was there. We don't need you to sing about it because we were there. And, you know, that's everybody's fault.
Yeah.
Because we put people on such a pedestal, we don't allow them to express themselves. Like, I can sit here and complain about rappers not being creative and not doing all this stuff, and then you have Kanye West, who is using whatever he is to be that creative, and I still have a problem.
I feel you completely.
So I'm on a neutral ground. Like, I was upset about it, but then I had to check me. I'm on a neutral ground about it. I don't care for it. I probably won't listen to it. I could feel a certain way, but
are you a Kanye fan first and foremost?
Do you like
his stuff?
I like his older stuff.
Like his first couple albums.
Yeah, his first couple albums was tight, but now I'm just confused. Like, I appreciate the artist in him for what it is, but I'm just confused. Like, I don't understand.
Can I say?
Your turn, Ron. Go ahead.
I agree with Peaches totally. I feel like it's in shambles right now. Just because what she said, everyone is so involved with, like, entertainers' personal lives. Albums aren't little glimpses at what they go through, because we already know. So now,
yeah,
like, they take it to the next level, trying to catch people's attention with crazy antics, and it's no longer about the music. It's about how crazy you can get.
It's exploitive.
Yeah,
like, it's exploiting.
It really hurts, like, every other aspect of life, because now they're stepping in from behind music and making music and art and having people feel through sound, and they're touching on religion and what we wear and how we live and how we do things, and it's totally away from music right now. And I just really wanted to get back, and I want
just
people
to being about the
yeah I want form. People to start moving through field.
Hip hop, like, controls the world.
It does.
How do you say so?
It controls the way people think. Like, if you think about it,
it's more influential. Yeah,
then
yeah,
people like realize, like, everybody know who Jay-Z is.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's little kids in Taiwan who may not have a TV that might have heard the name Jay-Z before. I think people that get to a certain level have a certain level of responsibility that comes along with that fame, regardless of whether or not you wanted to be a role model, regardless of whether or not you wanted to be to have that attention on you. You've now put yourself in that limelight, yeah. And it comes with a responsibility. If you can't handle it, don't put yourself there, because you are responsible for that. I mean, that's like.
So you're saying kind of naming his album Yeezus is a little irresponsible.
I'm not saying that it's irresponsible.
Sending the wrong message. Wanted,
I'm not. I don't know what his message is.
Okay.
I just. It,
what about
Kanye
New Slaves?
Kanye sat down and was like, I don't agree at all
with New Slaves.
I said it was all racist, and I have a totally unbiased.
Like, New Slaves, but you married to an Armenian. Well, you
exactly. Half white, half Armenian.
Well, whatever. But that's somebody tweeted this, and it was like, you calling New Slaves, but you married the slave master's daughter, or you with the slave master's daughter, and that's true. Don't stop
word.
Trying to, like, what you doing?
I think Vaughn, you said it real good in the studio the other night. You said something about he's rebelling. Or what did you say?
He's causing chaos and screaming for rebellion in a time when we don't need it. We're not oppressed. No one's keeping us down. We're at a time where anybody can be anything they want. Like, everything's so oversaturated. There's no one telling us we can't do this and we can't do that. And there's no one against us. So I feel like with the songs he is releasing and the art he is putting out, it's kind of making people rile together in chaos and riot type form. And we don't need that right now. So I am a Yeezy fan, but for those type of tracks, I can't support, because I don't support chaos when chaos is not needed.
Definitely. Motai, you got any thoughts?
Yeah, I like what he said.
Yeah. And I know, okay, now I know you're not part of the interview, but I need him to speak, because he's on the opposite side of probably everyone else in this room about this topic. This is Mike Mars. You can follow him at Mike Mars, FSF. SFS on Twitter. Struggle.
It was so real.
Go ahead, speak your piece, man.
Well, I recently found out about the Yeezus album. I knew that there was an album coming before, because he wasn't doing anything. And then, out of nowhere this summer, like, they said that he was releasing the album. I didn't know the title. Yeah. I didn't hear anything about it. So, just over the last couple of weeks, it's been popping off. And so, I've been keeping up with it, because I'm a Kanye fan. And recently, he's come out with an interview explaining everything that he's been doing. So, yeah. I mean, it's not
what
hard.
What did you say? Summarize
like,
it for me.
In the interview, basically, he's saying he's just creating music for people to listen to.
Okay.
Just, I mean, it's...
No, but let me ask you a question. So, if you're just creating music for people to listen to, are you responsible for the influence that it gives?
True.
Are you responsible for the underlying undertone of your music?
True. I haven't seen anyone go into an outburst over New Slaves yet. I haven't seen anyone feel like we need to start a revolution.
I mean, but look at the generation that you talk. I mean, but you're saying that.
I mean,
and you're talking to about people who worship reality television. What they gonna rebel against?
I mean, but who's
themselves?
Fault?
They
who's,
don't even understand.
Who, is that Kanye West's fault?
It absolutely is.
It's Kanye West's fault that people watch reality TV and consume themselves to that.
It's not Kanye West's fault that we're watching reality TV and all that. It's Kanye West's fault when the people who do live their life and do act like that feel like they have to feel rebellious because they've listened to this song that's made them feel that way. It's not that he told them to feel that way. It's the fact that I don't even know how to put
powers
this.
Of position come with responsibility.
Exactly.
Period. Powers of position come with responsibility. If you can't handle the responsibility,
yo, Spider-Man logic.
The power.
I just great feel power, like what I got from New Slaves, just me being a person that's African American, not feeling oppressed, because I don't feel oppressed, because anything that I want to do, I can do it. I understand that very clearly. But what I got from it is that my ignorant ways are unnecessary. Like, I want that Bentley and that chain, and I want to stunt and flash. Like, I don't really have to do all of that to be successful. Like, I feel like our culture makes it seem like if you can do all that, then you're successful, instead of building empires, not empires, but in the sense of like corporations that do something positive for the world and actually impacting and changing shit, instead of going to the club every weekend, buying the bar out and stunting and getting bitches in your section and shit. Like, that's success in the black community.
I'm gonna bring it closer to home. I'm gonna put it like this. We live in Houston, all right?
Word.
we are in the music industry in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who, like, we have a culture of music here that is influenced, you know, music that's being heard today.
Yeah.
Now, with that, there are people in the city in powers of position who are not utilizing their powers of position. And nobody's going to like that I said that, and I don't care. Because it's the platform.
When you say they're not.
Hold on. Because I say that because of this. It's a lot of things that go on in the city that get half-ass appreciated. They get half-ass supported. But when the people in the position of power have something going on, they want that support. They're not giving it to the people that's coming up like that. And nobody wants to call them out on it because nobody wants to step on their toes.
Exactly.
True.
And that's just what it is. They're in powers of position. So it's easy to be like, well, I tweeted them this, or I did that, or this is what's going on, or this is what Houston doesn't have. But what are you doing?
Exactly.
Don't tell me what's not here that you haven't tried to fix yet. Like, yeah, if we don't have it, and if you're in a position to make it happen, then do that. Kanye West is in a position to influence people, regardless of that. He's responsible.
One of the most influential,
person
in the world.
It's people that look up to him. Like, you got to understand that everybody might not think like you do. So you got people who look up to him who are hanging on to his every word and who are taking it very literal.
And then you have the people, like, out there that are going through something, and Kanye West is who they're looking to for
that's
some kind
muse.
Of advice
that's,
and guidance.
That's their muse. That's how they maneuver. So at the end of the day, if you're putting yourself in a position to be seen and for people to watch what you're doing, you have to be conscious of what you're doing.
Exactly.
Because what you do does reflect on other people. At the end of the day, we all mirrors.
True.
It's like I'm a mirror.
I mean, we can't.
Oh.
We're just going off of
no one.
Hypothesis right now.
Really?
I feel like what we think is going to happen, because the album hasn't dropped in the
drops
streets.
Drops tomorrow.
It hasn't touched the streets yet.
Yeah.
So until something actually happens, I haven't seen. I feel like there's not going to be anything on.
Nobody
the
ever denied that Hitler was a genius.
I don't
mean
it
was
like
right.
There's going to be controversy around it about the titles and what he's saying. And really, I don't think he said anything. Not necessarily to say it is negative. I would just say that he's only saying how he feels. And if there's something wrong with that, then
again,
everybody should be. On
it's not that it's negative. It's just that. With the position he is in, like, right now, for him to have features such as God, I'm gonna attack that one heads on.
We don't know why that's there, though.
Me personally,
it could be a scripture from the Bible.
Me,
what scripture from the Bible?
Isn't Kanye West
that
God didn't write that Bible?
God didn't write the Bible.
And
so you didn't quote God.
I don't think there's an audiobook version.
Bro,
yeah, I'm just saying, you're not quoting God. So again, why
black
is it featuring
or white?
God?
Black or white.
That's what I'm saying.
Black or white, bro. Did God go in the studio with Kanye West and lay that verse? My point exactly. Don't put his name on the track, bro. Any verse. Did God come here and lay a verse with any rapper? It didn't happen, bro.
On one of the tracks.
It didn't happen, bro.
On one of the tracks, it says featuring God.
And you know why it said featuring God, bro? Because it was going to get a couple
right.
more
I'm
buys.
I'm not saying that it's wrong. Yeah. I don't know why it's there. So I can't say that it's wrong because I don't know why it's there.
I'm going to tell you why it's there.
You can tell me why it's there.
To raise eyebrows and cause attention.
Why? Because we've been having a 20-minute conversation about it. Ta-da.
True.
Why is your album feature God? Where's the answers, bro?
Yeah.
Why didn't his previous albums feature God? Because
why
now things are
cool?
So crazy, bro. You have to step it up to a level where no one's meant
Hold
before.
Hold on, man. Introduce yourself real quick.
It's Tyreek Pryor. Catch me on Twitter at Doughboy Party.
Okay.
SFS representative. I think he is a genius. I think the album is going to be great. And one of his tracks is called I Am a God. And I feel like
featuring God.
It's featuring God?
That's the record featuring God.
Oh, okay. I understand why he has it labeled. I feel like he thinks of himself as a God. He creates music. He creates things that influence people. And I think it's the title, it fits it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why it's featuring God. Maybe he means himself in the track. I don't know. I don't know. He's a black God in himself. I'm a black God. Everyone's a God in this room to me. I feel like it fits. I don't think anybody should look at it any kind of way. If you feel some kind of way about it, don't listen to it, you know? Like, he makes great music. That's
I don't think he thinks in the I Am a God song. I heard it. I saw it. And I don't think that he's saying that in a good way. I don't think that he feels good about saying that, because once you reach like y'all are saying, he's at a level where he can influence people. Anything that he does influences people. So I don't think that he likes, like, if you listen to the song Power, no one man should have all that power.
Yeah.
He doesn't, I don't think that he likes that.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, that's people's all they always
no,
argue
I don't
that.
Think that he does, and I think that that's where the brilliance of Kanye West is. Like, understand, I'm not bashing the man because he's brilliant. That's what it is. Like, he, if you watch him evolve, like, you as an artist, you expect him to be a little off. That's what makes artists brilliant. Like,
more eccentric, yeah.
You know, that's when somebody just happens into their creativeness. You don't have to understand what it is. You either like what the outcome is, or you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was making sure, Peachy. You were like,
can I send Kanye West a message on the Brad Gilmore show?
Yeah, what? Yeah.
Yeezus, if you're listening out there, you are listening out there. Yeezus, I want to tell you something. I'm waiting on you to get back to the brilliance of making music and stop the shenanigans and the rants and doing everything else for attention. I want you to bring the beauty back to the music because
here's
you do have beautiful music.
There's a couple
music.
Things I have against Kanye. There's a couple. And I'm a huge Kanye West fan. I know every word to every album he's ever put out. Like, word. I know you didn't even know what songs were on which album.
I didn't.
Mike.
I didn't know which songs were on late registration.
You brought that up.
I was late for late
Brad
registration.
I didn't, oh, yeah. I didn't know. For sure.
Okay, my boy is a Yeezy fan, though. He does take it seriously.
Yeah. So, like, here's the thing. It's like, first of all, like the rants. Like, to me, okay, y'all are snob, right? Y'all, whatever,
yeah, we're snob,
right? No, not one of y'all should go out on a stage publicly and say you don't like what another person's doing. You can say that behind doors, you know what I'm saying? Have your talks. Don't publicly say it. And when he went out and bashed, you know, Justin and Jay-Z for suit and tie, I was like, that's gay stuff. Only little girls do stuff like that.
True.
I got love for ho, but I ain't effing with that suit and tie. And it's like, but and then he has a, then he, oh, wait, you about to say something?
No, I told him the exact same thing because I told him people bought that concert ticket to see him rap, not hear him rant.
Exactly. And then here's the thing. You put out a good music compilation album, right? And it's, you know, you're Kanye West. So people are buying that album not for Big Sean, not for Sci High to Prince, not for whoever else, not for Travis Scott. They're buying it because it's Kanye West's name on it, right? Yes. And he's presenting it. So why are, you're not going to go, and he didn't go out and do one piece of press for it at all. But you know what he did do? He appeared on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Like, how are you going to appear on Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
But he's not even doing that for his own album.
He just did this press.
He did a compilation album again. It ain't even about you. You got all these other people who need that.
Exactly. Like, as a boss,
maybe I just see it.
I want him to step up to the plate as a boss because he's a boss now. He has a couple of artists that have came out successfully underneath him. Yeah, exactly. He's pushing good music agenda in 2013. He's pushing for that to be the forefront of hip-hop. And I feel like if you're going to push for that to be the forefront of hip-hop, you need to be on your toes with all aspects of being a boss.
I mean, because if you think about people that are under that label, some of them are unstable, too. You know what I'm saying? And
who you talking about?
I don't want to go there.
Who you talking about?
Huh?
Cuddy left.
You know, Teyana Taylor.
Yeah.
I mean, I adore her, but she lost.
Most Def.
You know what I'm saying?
Yasiin Bey. My bad. Yasiin Bey.
Q-Tip.
Yeah. Man, he's got a roster. Charlie Wilson.
John Legend.
But you're all talking about artists who are unstable in their creativity.
No, John Legend's a very head on his shoulders type.
Oh, he's awesome. But
John Legend is the
shit.
You
don't hear enough of him.
And his wife is.
And you know, I brought that up. I said, man, I want more John Legend.
John Legend's the type of guy.
He has a song. It's called
Beautiful.
No, it's like Head on My Pillow, where he's just singing.
Yeah.
And it's.
That's all he has to do.
But it's
like, here's the thing. All those guys on that label depend on Kanye West.
And
like Memph Bleek and freaking Benny Siegel depended on Jay. You know what I'm saying?
And
like,
you know,
Foxy, Emil.
You know what's crazy? I can completely agree with that except for Cuddy. Well, Cuddy's gone now. Except for John Legend. Because
John Legend's
I feel like John Legend is an artist in itself. And just like what I was saying earlier, he really lives through the music. There's no shenanigans around John Legend's name.
He's
like,
the truth.
Think of him, you think of him and his music.
Like, you don't think Kanye all the time.
Because he's a musician.
Yeah, no.
But that goes back to how people perceive artists, though. Because when you think of someone like Jill Scott, she's not widely known like that. There's like, can't nobody out sing her.
No.
Like, I don't care who your favorite singer is.
Yeah.
They not fucking with her. Like, on a real level, that woman sings opera.
Yeah. She could do it all.
And she, like, and you talking about a woman who has only put out, like, 3 albums, and they've all been amazing, but who don't get enough credit. But
she's brilliant. She's got soul. You know what I'm saying?
She's like, brilliant.
Jill
Scott's
got soul. And you know what kind of pains me? And it's something that I saw on the internet a couple days ago. It was like, you know, Jill Scott, right? Amazing artist. She's got this great soulful voice. You know what I'm saying?
She's beautiful.
And then there are people, though, but that's, she didn't get the praise. She's not going to be the artist that they push on the urban stages.
I mean, of course
they're gonna
not.
They're going to push the Rihannas, the Beyonce's.
They're more typical prototype.
The Rihannas.
Like,
Ciara's, Beyonce.
Ciara. Now, Beyonce is a little different story to me. A little different.
She exists in a lane within her own because she's built it, and she's struggling to keep that as it is. Like, she's...
Her songs hadn't been hitting to me.
No, like, you know, she's not... I feel like she's caught up in that whirlwind of... She grew up in the industry, like her documentary said. And, you know, when she sat there and was like, she's trying to be honest, you lied through that whole thing. You didn't tell people the answers to stuff that they really wanted to know. If you was going to be truthful, you would have talked about some stuff.
Yeah.
Again, because you're in a power position, you don't know what you have to say, how it can affect somebody else.
Yeah.
And when you lie to yourself and you know you lying to yourself, like, don't put that on other people.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like we shouldn't even see that side of her.
I want her to be Sasha Fierce the whole time.
Yeah, like,
you want people to be superstars. You don't want them to be so obtainable, I guess,
yeah,
is what,
like,
I'm trying to say.
Not yet, because I feel like that's, well, me personally, I feel like that's what's wrong. Like, I know too much about artists today, so even me, like, looking at a new artist coming out, he can't come out and grow into my favorite, because entertainment now is so bland. It's like so broad. Like, I gotta know about you, your hood,
what you did there,
what
you wore,
what you ain't, what you tried to be and you lied about. Like,
what color you dyed your hair.
I just wanna know, can you make good music?
What position you like the best? Like, why I need to know how you
one guy you never hear really anything too much come out, and the only time you ever heard anything about his personal life was on music, is a guy who is a superstar in hip hop. It's Eminem. Right?
Exactly.
You don't hear anything really about him.
I mean, but
only
that's
the closest we got. The closest we got was 8 Mile.
But now, but you know, M came at the beginning of where artists were, you know, letting their personal lives fly. I believe Eminem is like one of the first artists to actually show your personal life and your music at the same time. And he kind of changed it, not for the worse. He did it in a good way, but I feel like after that, things just kind of ran downhill.
Well, no, I mean, it was needed, though, but like, you don't. Like, it was needed. It's one of those things of music is it transcends regardless. You don't have to know what it says. You need to know how it makes you feel. And that's how everybody always says that music is. So, if that's the case, then I think that, A, we expect artists to put out way too much music too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because what are you talking to me about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why people unanimously fuck with Boosie. Why? Because you believe every word he told you.
Yep.
Boosie might not have had a lot of things, but Boosie told you stories. He painted you pictures. He told you what happened when he got up that morning till he went to sleep that night, and what his dream was. And he got a song called I Had a Dream. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you think of that, and then you wonder why people think he's so successful. As an artist, Boosie been in a lot of niggas out, been out, came out, gonna come out. Because why? He do it, like, he's a hood orator. He's sitting here telling you stories. And I'm going to listen to him.
Well, to me, your Boosie is my Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but regardless, Jay-Z was still, he's still very good at telling you a story. Mm-hmm. He's still good at picking a song. People rapping and they ain't talking about shit.
I think you can have her Boosie and your Jay-Z both at the same time just because of what they do. Boosie.
They're like, they're parallel. They exist one in the same. Like,
Boosie's the Jay-Z
in their own
of the
lane.
Streets. Jay-Z is the Boosie of the industry.
You know what I'm saying? He's the corporate, like, world. He's conquered that.
It's that. And I feel like, back on the Eminem, like, I feel like Eminem had to do that
Kanye
because
Kanye would be Webby, he'd be fine. I'm just saying.
I feel like M was talking like so crazy, he had to tell us his personal life, because we were like, yo, what the hell are you rapping to us about? We're feeling you.
Slim Shady.
Why are we feeling you?
M80.
Yeah, like,
I'm in M80.
He's talking about kidnapping. Women and Freedom in Trunks, and we're jamming this, and then he has to let us know why he's saying that. And
then, Stan is the greatest.
Like that,
Stan is amazing.
I want people to go back and listen to that. Matter of fact, you can't do it. People
Stan
need to hear
bring tears to your eyes.
Now, if you just go back and listen to Stan, and if you go back and apply it to how people really worship people, it turns into an entirely new song.
It does.
Like, if you go back and literally listen to that song word for word, it turns into an entirely different song. Like, people really be out here, like, stalking.
They're like people. He created a term. They're stans. Me and Mom were even talking about.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's people that will real life fight you over Beyonce.
Yeah.
She don't know you.
Exactly.
You don't know her.
They feel like they do.
Exactly. And it's like, okay, but you like, they will literally defriend you talking about her. Like, my nigga.
Oh yeah,
that's crazy. Because in the past I've kind of been like that for Kanye West. Like, in the past, if someone said something bad about him, I'd be like, oh, I kind of can't rock with that guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like that, man. I've grown to like him over the years, and you know, that's what it was about, the music, and it took me to another level. And that, I feel like that's what it needs
we
to
try
be.
Too hard to possess things that don't belong to us.
Exactly. We do. Definitely. We gotta work on it though. We just analyze it and work on it.
Now, what we're going to do, I want to bring this up, and then we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about Snob University, the album.
Ooh.
What you got cooking up, man, everything Young Vaughn and Snob Gang related. But I want to say this. So I was on the internet, and I saw this video. It was talking about how all you know, urban artists are coming out with music that isn't urban. You know what I'm saying? It's top 40, it's pop, it's fluff, it's sugar coated, whatever you want to call it, right? Mm-hmm. And they said that the white people now, which I love white people. white people now are the people coming out with the soul music. They were talking about Justin Timberlake. They were talking about Robin Thicke. Now,
Alan Stone. I love Alan Stone.
Now, I don't know if y'all are big R&B fans or not, but what do y'all think currently about that statement? Are white people bringing the soul back to soul music? Peaches, we'll start with you.
They're not singing the blues.
It's called blue-eyed soul. White man's blues.
They're not singing the blues. Like, to me, when you say soul music,
singer to sing the blues.
But that's when you say, is the soul, like, R&B music is not what it is because nothing's how it was then. We don't feel the same. People don't love the same they did in the 90s or in the early 2000s. We don't function like that. We all don't be in your feelings.
No new friends.
You know what I'm saying? We all stay to yourself.
OMG.
We all big chains, you know, fucking hoes. Whips. Get the biggest booty bitch in the room.
Skirt.
So how R&B music going to come back when they ain't got nothing to sing about? You can only sing about fucking
bitches. Why are guys like Justin Timberlake and Robin Thicke making music that people are calling soul and people are saying this is...
Who called it soul?
Because
everyone's
like,
calling it soul.
Because like you said, again, hip-hop is right now is the biggest influence ever. And in order for you to be successful, I guess they kind of figured out that they kind of have to make an urban sound.
And then on top of that, we're not letting our own, like, blacks aren't letting their own prosper. We talk about everybody. Neo is awesome. He can't win. Trey Songz is, you know, I don't like the way he sounds all the time, but he can't win.
Kelly.
You know what I'm saying? Miguel is fantastic.
Miguel's
he can't win. So how, like, you can't dispute the statement because we're not letting them win.
Exactly.
So the white boys are the only people that can win. So of course they're winning.
And I feel like that's in not even the R&B. That's in hip hop too. I mean, the success of Macklemore and Mac Miller in the past years compared to the success...
And they're both independent.
Yeah, the success of other artists, it's just not the same. I mean, I feel like our people are so easy to accept something that isn't them rather than their own, you know, and that's...
So is that why Eminem is the highest-selling rapper of all time? Is that why Mac and Mac?
No, I don't think so. It has a lot to do about what they're talking about, but it also has to do about the way that people support them. I feel like the different audiences support their people a little bit different. Black people are a little bit standoffish and a little bit more negative than the rest. Yeah, like they don't fight for their people, they fight against.
Like, if you, again, I'm used to it because that's like people are on there. If you notice, when you watch an award show now, it's not to appreciate any talent on stage. It's for complete slander.
Yeah.
Complete slander.
What you wore,
how you can't sing, how you didn't hold your note. Mind you, the person talking can't sing at all, ever. And that's all it is. Like, I don't know. Maybe I've been feeling like this for the last 2 days, but it's just throwing shade and being so mean and trying to bully people has become so prominent, it's just, it's annoying at this point. Like, you dimming your own light trying to throw shade because you have to have some kind of darkness to cast a shadow. So what you doing?
I feel like people are scared creatively, and then that's where all the throwing shade comes from.
And you can't do that. Like, you're inhibiting what you want. You want somebody to give you something refreshing, but you're not letting them, because as soon as it seems new, you like, oh, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, like,
but then if it came down from, it's like, we can't start it here. If it was already originated, then we like, okay, that's tight. Why you couldn't take it the first time?
Exactly.
Boppers? Are you saying they're boppers?
No, I'm just saying people don't know what they want. They're
confused.
I feel
like the cosine is like,
oh, necessary. The cosine.
The cosine is, has
the
taken over.
The hip-hop cosine.
Has taken over in 2013.
You need people to say, hey, I like this guy.
No, okay,
this,
well, as a rapper, how important do you feel the cosine is?
As a rapper, I feel like the cosign is not needed. But, I mean, looking at everything going around me, I know, like, if you do come with a cosign, it's better for you. Me, personally, I'm against them. But I know that they work. I know that they help.
Are you willing to use them?
Hmm?
Are you willing to use the cosign?
I mean, I'm not going to shun it away. But from my perspective, I'd rather not go that way. I'd rather just do it myself. Like, I see cosigns, and if I have a choice to go that way or go my way, I'm going to pick my way 10 times out of 10.
I'm with Vaughn, even from an artist perspective and not from, like, an industry side. It's like I don't like that, you know, an artist can be super dope, but if someone doesn't say, okay, that's my guy, I'm rolling with him, yeah, then he can't get on. I don't like that. Now, if someone wanted to come say, hey, Brad Gilmore's the next up, of course I'm going to take it. I'm going to be like, yeah, of course I'm the next up, and I appreciate the cosign, yeah, but I don't want to have to live off of the cosign.
Exactly. I think it's become a thing where, like,
is a cosign necessary?
It's definitely not, because you've seen, like,
it's not necessary to be a good artist, but I think it's necessary to be a successful artist. Unfortunately,
I think that's a great answer.
I don't think it is either. I don't think it's necessary at all, because, you know, you have new artists that have came through and done it by themselves. Like, nah, Mac Miller's not one of them, because he does have a cosign.
Oh,
we've known him from Wiz, you know.
Macklemore, then?
Macklemore is probably the most uncosigned artist out today, and that's just a.
I think those slip through the cracks. Like, those are people that did it on accident. Like, you know, it's like one of those. Okay, we gonna try this, and it just might work.
I don't think he did it on accident.
Well, I'm not saying accident, like, as in he didn't mean to, but it's like one of those things that just kind of slipped through. Because
he was just doing him.
Yeah, like, the first time I heard that song, I was like, hell yeah, I'll be in a thrift store with $20 in my pocket. Like, I'm balling. Like, it was relatable.
But it was.
Thrifting is trendy right now, when at first it was you wearing recycled clothes.
The way he set it up, it was nice. I like the way he went about it. Rather than him going after a cosign. Like, I'm happy that he went and did everything himself rather than going and try to get a cosign and make that thrift song pop like that. You know, he really handled his business behind doors. That's why I can commend Macklemore openly like this. Like, he did his work. I don't know if a lot of people know, but he took his own money and he bought a radio campaign from a label, from a major label, with his own funds. Like, he bought the campaign for his label. And he just did it independent and
did his thing.
Yeah, that's artists today fighting against the cosign. You know, that's what I'm about.
Now, I want to ask DJ Motai something. As a DJ, right? You know, you have to play the clubs. You got to know what's hot. Are you going to only play artists who have a? Are you only going to play artists who have that major cosign? Are you going to play what you like? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it all really depends where I am. You say I'm at a club, it's probably going to be most artists that are going to be popping currently that have that cosign, you know what I mean? That everybody likes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, I feel that. Now,
say, like, if I want to, like,
because a DJ, a lot of time, you know, if you take it back to the roots of hip-hop, are supposed to break new artists, you know?
That's what I was just about to say.
If I'm somewhere, like, not at a club or so, maybe I'm DJing a day party or something like that.
Yeah.
And I drop something that's hot that goes with the party that's going on, and people are going to be like, oh, who's this? What's the name of that song?
I feel like
it's happened before.
So can you only break new artists, like, in a non-club environment? Because I get it. You have to break in the club. You got to.
I was going
to
say that
in the club you got to play what's going to make them dance, because that's what your job is.
So,
but your job is also to break, you know, new artists.
So what if the song that you know, that's going to break this new artist goes with a club vibe?
Yeah.
Well, the problem is, radio music and club music have become the same thing,
which is weird,
which is very strange, and which makes it very difficult. There's no reason that a twerk song should be on the radio all the time. If you have your mix, your twerk mix at whatever, cool. But again, they become one of the same. You can why go to the club to hear the same music you can hear on the radio and vice versa.
See, that's
so you can't break a story rap song that ain't a hood tale in a club. Is that belong on the radio?
Yeah.
But instead, you got shake that ass, twerk it down,
crush that can. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, drop it down low.
So you sound like a white boy.
Sorry.
The Brad came out.
The Bradley came out.
Bradley.
But no, I think. I mean, you're an artist. I mean.
I feel like DJs are in a bad position right now because, like Brad said, their job is to break music, but then also they have to get their money just like artists too. You know, so oftentimes they are in bad positions because we do want to get, as an artist, we do want to get spins in the club because that's where it counts, and we do want those radio slots. And then from a DJ's perspective, they don't want to be cast out as that guy who's just playing everything that isn't.
That no one knows.
Yeah, like he's playing everything that is not hot yet. You know,
I got a question.
I don't want that DJ
It's going to go to all y'all. You're going to answer it too because you perform. I want to know how y'all feel about Houston crowds when you go to shows and the receptiveness of them depending on the venue. So I want you to use three venues.
Okay.
Use Warehouse, because everybody's in Warehouse, and then pick two more where you may have performed. Your favorite one, your worst one, and why?
Warehouse is my worst one because I feel like the crowds in Warehouse, it's a lot of big shows all the time there, and they really just come for the big acts. So opening acts don't really get their appreciation. Boppers. Yeah, it's just a bunch of standing there looking Boppers. Like, when is my favorite artist coming out? And not too much of trying to hear what's new in the city. But I did perform at Fitzgerald's, and the people were, like, in tune, and they did listen, and they did react. And that was one of my favorite shows. And then I performed at Miller Outdoor with Brad a couple of times, and the people, they act the same because they came out to see us, and they're reacting. I just feel like some of the venues, they're a little too larger than life for us, you know? Like, we have to get a little bit more bigger before we can attack those crowds, because as an artist, you do have to realize which crowd goes where and where you belong in that. And at Warehouse, there's not too much love for a indie underground trying to break through artists. You have to be kind of major to get the love there. So I do like other music venues in Houston more than I like Warehouse.
Now, I'll say this, like, as far as Miller Outdoor, probably the most receptive crowd at any show I've played in a lifetime. Like, because there's not a big headlining act. There's a bunch of local guys all on the same bill, so everyone's coming to see local guys. Now, as far as Warehouse, I remember 2011, my band, we opened for Zero, Cam, and Paul Wall, right, and Slim at Warehouse. Definitely probably not our type of crowd for our type of music, but I'm not going to turn down an opportunity to play in front of those people, you know what I'm saying? And we played, it was full house, and probably after the show, maybe 5-6 people came up and said, good show or something like that in the crowd. They weren't receptive because, like, they're all there with their arms crossed like this, waiting for the big acts, like Vaughn said, to come out. You know what I'm saying? And I actually feel like that's how a lot of crowd. I was at a show the other night, and a local guy named City was performing, right? And he dropped the beat, spit one of the dopest raps I've heard in a long time, right? And he was going so hard, right? And it was him rap. It was a good rapper rapping for a bunch of rappers who just wanted to be seen in the place to be, right? Because they want that validation of, oh, I'm at this spot, so I'm supporting, quote-unquote, him by showing my face so that down the road he'll support me and we'll do a track together and blah, 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 blah. They're just a bunch of cocksuckers. You know what I'm saying? That's honestly what they are. It's rappers rapping for rappers who just want to rap with other rappers, you know what I'm saying, but don't care about the rap music.
Exactly.
Like, it's such horse caca. Okay, Chicago. Oh, that's what it is. It really does make me mad because City dropped one of the dopest verses.
You got a tan?
Huh?
You got a tan?
Yeah, I've been laying out.
Still, yeah, Brad been in these streets.
Oh, me and Vaughn been in these streets.
Still look white to me, Brad.
I am. I'm always going to look white to everybody. It's to my ethnicity.
Don't be, look, because every time Brad gets a new black friend, he starts picking up little slangs. Don't even.
Brad's gonna just pick up Snob.
Because the person
Beaches, get your life.
Again, the person that has to deal with all of this is
Shout
me.
Shout out, Barbie.
It's you, huh?
It's me.
I know.
Don't be teaching him no new shit.
He brings it back home. And
I'll bring
like,
it back to Beaches.
He's like an eager little puppy. Like, look what I learned. No.
Barbie.
Shout out, Vari V, man.
Shout out, my girl, Vari V, man. Anyway, that's how I feel. Motai, how do you feel about H-Town crowds? And then we're going to take a break.
As a DJ, you know, I guess I can't really relate to exactly what you guys said, but, you know, you're DJing at a bar or at a lounge or at a club. At a club, it's predictable. You know, they came to the dance and all
came
that.
Came to twerk.
Stuff.
Don't stop.
Yeah. But when you're at a bar and your music selection is a lot wider than how it would be at a club, because everyone wants to dance at the club. When you're at a bar, people are eating, they're drinking. Someone might be dancing or playing games or whatever. But, like, I mean, okay, me. I get requests that go from old shit to new shit, country to, like, gangster hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of, I don't know, man.
What's your number one pet peeve as a DJ? Requests. I think we talked
requests
about this on the phone.
That have nothing to do with my current mix.
Okay, I feel that. Now I feel like on this first half of the Brad Gilmore Show, we've covered a lot of good topics, and I think it's going to change a lot of people's outlooks. Hopefully, we're going to be influential, like Kanye West. I don't know. This is the Brad Gilmore Show, aka Breezish, here, and we're going to take a quick break. DJ Motai, you're going to play us out with some music. Let's start off with, since we brought her up, let's start with Vari V, and then we'll get into some other stuff. We're going to be back with Young Von of Snob Gang. We're going to talk about the new album, Snob University. We're going to talk about his current affiliation still with Boss Hog Outlaws, and we're going to talk about everything Snob Gang. You're coming back here on the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand.
When he call me Bonnie, I call him Clyde. Watch thou eyes, but he's all mine. He likes it when I'm sassy. So when he stay up in the caddy, I be like, yes, daddy. I know I tickle his fancy. I'm number one in his life, ain't nobody else past me. Oh, wherever he wanna go, I roll. He know I be there on time. No lie.
We're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. We're taking that was a good break by our own DJ Motai. DJ Motai, say it.
Don't do it.
Please do it.
Stop doing what you told.
You're telling him not to do it.
What you gonna do? Make a decision.
I won't say anything.
Anyway, we're back here with Young Von. We had a lengthy conversation about Kanye West and about the current industry a little bit. But we're going to talk a little bit about his music, Peaches. What he's got going on.
I didn't bring up Kanye West the last time you did. Don't be emphasizing to me.
I was just letting you know what we're about to talk about. I was looking out for you.
Swerve.
I mean, Swerve. You do all the talking anyway.
You've talked most of the time.
This is like the first time ever. I tried to steal the show last time.
She tried to steal the show when I went to the restroom. But guess what?
My microphone was off. Enough.
Yeah. Ha 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 ha. That's my snobby laugh.
All right, feel like you almost melted the microphone.
All right. Young Vaughn, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling a little bit nervous right now. I've never felt this nervous.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. Like, y'all are my peoples.
You want to come sit next to me?
Yeah. Move, right. Tariq.
He'll feel less nervous sitting next to Peaches.
Yeah, Peaches always takes care of me.
Now, Vaughn, like I said earlier in the show, we were in the studio the other night together. And I'm going to tell you something. Young Vaughn came through and laid down some classic stuff.
All right, I appreciate this.
I wish I was a rapper.
His verses was nice.
Thanks.
I'll be at home trying to rap. Nice.
Do you feel like you get the credit of how good of a rapper you are within the city?
I feel like that?
Well, let Peaches go first.
Okay. No.
You don't think he does?
I think he is one of the better kept secrets.
Mm. I would prefer to stay that way.
No, I think because, you know, I hear a lot of stuff. I see a lot of stuff.
Peaches lurks.
I lurk. I do my research. I don't think lurking is a good word. I do my research, though. And if you look at the quality of stuff that's being put out, Vaughn's stuff is better than a lot of other people's. It's consistent. It's together. And it has a direction. And, you know, with the position that he's in, for him to be doing it how he's doing it, you got to respect the hustle. So, you know, kudos to you and shit.
I appreciate that. It's all love over here.
Do you feel you're overlooked? Do you feel like
you're blushing? Oh, I made you blush.
Whoa, wait. Blush?
Nigga, I got skills. It's called pimping.
Hey, I'm weak for the peaches. My position here, I don't know. I like the work that I do now. I like working hard. You know, I like being together with my people. So all the credit and the names and all that stuff like that, I'm cool being a secret, you know? Because right now, I feel like what my city is isn't what my city is. So I'd rather not be a part of it until it's together than be a part of something too early and get the same look as all the rest of the people.
Wow. Your city, say that line again?
My city isn't what it is.
So what does that mean?
There's a view of my city right now, and it's not how it is.
What's the view?
It's a lot of
people. I don't know what to call the view because I only know what to call my city. My city is Houston, and right now the view of Houston is not Houston.
I feel like it's, you know, everybody who's in this, I think, has got the same little itch this summer. Like, it's destined to be a good, you know,
it's
little
a great
summer.
It's a great summer. I'm happy for everybody.
Yeah, like, everybody is doing work right now, and it's one of the situations where everybody got to know what their role is and play it perfectly right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? People that are positioned to do what they're doing, they're there.
Yeah.
Kirko is where he is, and he understands that his coattails are long as hell. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta know what your position is because, you know, that's like, you know, for instance, it's bigger than me. It is.
Yeah.
Real low-key, not even all the way all about you at all. It's an encompassing thing. So, you know, the unity and stuff that's being shown right now, I just hope that it stays.
And that it's genuine.
And well, you want it to be genuine. And I'm going to say this. If it doesn't stay, the front needs to.
Yeah.
Because solidarity is the only thing that is going to make this run different than the 2007 run. Or 2005 run.
Me as a young artist, like from where I'm at, where I'm watching from right now, I'm praying that they make this happen. You know, I'm praying that the people that are up for success right now, I'm praying that they go tackle it and handle their business the correct way because us as a city, we need them like more than we've ever needed them right now. Like, Kirko was the initial bunt, you know, and yeah, he made it to first base and he's working on his way home. And, you know, I just want the next people up to bat to make sure that they follow strongly because as the next generation for the team, we need them. Like, we got to keep this alive. We can't go through another drought where there's a bunch of years between Houston popping off. We can't. Like, it's not going to survive that way.
You know, like you said, Peaches, the 05 kind of era, you know, was, you know, your Chameleon Airs, your Paul Walls, your Mike Joneses, your Slim Thugs, What happened, in your opinion, Vaughn? Why did it fall off so tough?
It wasn't enough togetherness. Like, they didn't support each other. They didn't lean on each other.
I'm not gonna say like it was brothers. Just
that. I mean, because the way I handle my things, like the artists in my city right now that I work with, like the Showstoppers, the Jodies from Basic Art and Jaws and Express and all those artists. These people are like my friends. Like I could call them personally outside of music. And I feel like in 05 when that happened for them, they should have banded together as brothers in a stronger way. Like when Mike fell, they should have helped him up.
Yeah.
You know, when Paul took his break, they should have got him back in. When Slim took his break, they should have got him back in. Like there wasn't enough leaning on each other.
Yeah, because, you know, Mike Jones puts out an album that sells 2 million records, right?
Exactly.
And then doesn't drop another album for 4 years, you know what I'm saying? Like I mean, like you said, there should have been someone there to be like, Mike, you know, let's...
Me as but, a friend.
I mean, it's camaraderie. You got to remember that at the end of the day, it's still a village.
And you got to remember, though, like you said, camaraderie, they should have been brothers. But then, you know, Chameleonaire is putting out a whole disc in Mike Jones. And then Mike Jones is doing Cam
disses. Do what
Paul
you need to
and
do
Cam
and keep
are
it together.
Going at each other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
but if you think about beefing like that, like as a consumer, I'm gonna buy it.
Yeah.
And that was during that era where beefing on tracks was still what was done.
Yeah.
Now everybody wanna be low key hoodlums and try to handle it, you know, other ways. Like if you're an artist, keep it where it's at. You don't have a personal problem with me. You have a problem with me in the artist industry. Like or you know, in the music world. So keep the beefing and whatever in the music world. We don't keep that stuff there no more. We let an artist who is a musical artist, we know what they wear. We know what they eat.
Yeah.
You know, like we know what time they woke up this morning.
Yeah.
We know what time they posted their last Instagram picture. Why wouldn't you even know all of that?
Exactly. I think...
But within that, back to the original point, I think that they, like, for everybody that's up right now, like, with the summer the way that it is, you know, with Les getting ready, with Les drop the E36, with D-Lo getting ready to drop Grace. Shout out to Les. It goes hard. And, you know, shout out to Les because he puts out a lot of projects, but they're all quality.
Dope Beezy, Footprints on the Moon.
Yeah, that's,
up.
You know, that's in August. And then you got a...
Young Bond coming in August.
Most definitely. 2011
coming
Dope.
In August.
I talked to Doe. We had a conversation about that. And
about the date?
Yeah, and it's all perfect. Love. He comes 6 days before me, and I was like, I appreciate you bringing that wave of looks, you know? It's just, you got to work together.
And, you know, and it's just, it's like you said, it's being genuine. It's understanding that you're not competing with the person to the left of you. The only person that you're competing with, are, you know, is yourself. Mm-hmm. And what somebody else is doing has nothing to do with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you going to make it, you're going to make it regardless of what they're doing. If you're going to be accepted, you're going to be accepted.
Yeah.
And, you know, that has to be remembered across the board. Like, nothing's personal. If you salty about something, find a way to fix it. Don't just continue to be salty.
Me, myself, like, based off what she just said, me being so young and not really just as into the mix, you know, as some other artists are that are up right now, it's easier for me to see what everyone's doing and kind of keep a positive role and play it towards me. Like, I don't feel any type of way about anything. Like, I'm happy for them all. And really all I do is I look at what they're doing and I strategize on a way to make my stuff bigger based off what they're doing, you know?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you got to realize the looks are going to come regardless. You just got to work hard.
I got to give Vaughn credit for something. I don't think people realize how smart he actually is and strategic he is. You know, he pays attention to what everyone says. He pays attention to what people like, what people dislike, and he studies it. You know what I'm saying? We even talked the other night about album packaging and how important that is.
Oh, my God. That goes...
And he was like...
It's like a book. Like, make it pretty.
Can I give you guys a Snob University secret? I'll tell you guys. The album... It's coming in Snob University acceptance letters. So,
that's tight.
Shout out to everybody who's getting
those. But that, you know, that goes back to
grade. Hey, my grade point average is a 4.0, dog. Can I get in?
Yeah, you got a full ride scholarship.
Yeah.
And Motai.
I'm just saying, like, it's just, it goes back to the artistry of it. If you going, there's a difference between a rapper and an artist. All rappers.
You said on Twitter the other day, I'm not going to call rappers artists.
No, I'm not saying I'm not going to call rappers artists. I'm not going to call rappers who don't deserve to be called artists, artists.
Okay.
If you're a rapper and what you do is you rap, then you rap. But it goes if you like, there's a difference between using GarageBand and you just rapping about nothing. You know what I'm saying? You're not doing anything. And there's different ways of it. But some of these people out here really are just here, and they ain't talking about nothing. They just want to rap because it's like being a drug dealer. It just look cool.
Yeah.
I have no problems with anyone, but I would like for all of you guys to move.
If it's a hobby, leave it there. Stop trying to put your hobby out.
Get out of my city.
Stop leaving your hobby in my email.
Exactly.
Move. Oh man.
Like get your hobby out of my email.
That's
put your
the
career
realest thing anyone's
put your
ever
career
said
in my email, not your hobby. I don't have time. For my real time is not free.
For real said something a couple of months ago. I was watching him on not even months, like a month ago. I was watching him on the Daft Punk documentary, and he said something like, if you can put yourself in a box, stay away from me because you're disgusting. And that's kind of how I attack my life now. If you can categorize what you're doing, if you can put yourself in a box or a lane, stay away from me because there's no lanes here. We're striving to push barriers and break grounds, like whatever. Groundbreaking. So we're going to break grounds.
Yeah, break ground. You can break grounds. Groundbreaking, you know what I'm saying?
I always say that trying to place a boundary on me is going to hurt your own feelings.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell me how far I can go or can't go. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like knowing what your role is in the position that you're playing in the game. Like in this game, you got to know what your role is. Now, you can expand within your role of this, and then if you want to cross over, you need to make sure that you have that role built in order to do so. It's like a foundation to a house. Before you build the house, you make sure the ground is stable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You lay your cement. You make shits together.
You lay your semen.
Your cement.
Oh, my bad.
You know what I'm saying? Like you make sure your foundation's tight before you start, you know, building the house. Yeah.
No, yeah. I know. I feel that. Yeah, you like. I love the. I got to put that on a T-shirt. I got to put, don't leave your hobbies in my email.
Yeah, that was crucial.
Oh, that was so.
That was flair. Crucial.
Now, Vaughn, you're Snob Gang all the way, but you're also a part of the Boss Hog Outlaws.
Yes,
correct. BHO.
Yep.
Right, which, well, for people who don't know, is headed by Slim Thugga. Right.
Yes, sir.
Mother lover. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying not to use profane language. Have you picked up on that?
It's getting on my nerves because you're doing too much. It's just easier to curse.
It is.
Like
I challenge myself.
People that just don't curse, like I'm an adult. I can say what I want to say. So this is in context and it's not offending you. I'm going to curse.
Curse it up. Express yourself.
Express yourself.
Express yourself.
Right, nah, anyway. I'm just saying.
I'm
like,
expressing with my full capability.
I'm not trying to curse.
Now I'm living in a correctional facility.
At nobody or anything. I don't curse in front of people's grandmothers or things.
Oh no, yeah. Isn't that weird how like when you're in front of like elders, like it turns off automatically?
It better. Because if you cuss at an old lady in front of me, I almost have to shit out you.
Everybody knows the rules of cursing. So it's like
there's rules to
practicing
it.
It
so you're a part of Boss Hog Outlaws. What is your involvement over there? What do you do? What is it? Explain.
I'm at Boss Hog just doing Vaughn. You know, I'm working on projects. Any way I can help I can. You know, if anyone needs me there, I'm there.
Yeah.
That's just my role. I'm a supporting piece. I'm myself. I'm just whatever needs.
And like what's your relationship with Slim Thug?
Ah, man, he's my uncle, but he's like a brother or a best friend or anything else. You know, anything else, a person that you're cool with would be. He's that. He's just a guy I'm cool with, and that's where it is.
Yeah, that's it, Vaughn? Huh?
Slim is Slim.
Yeah.
And he's just going to be Slim for everybody he knows, and that's just what he is to me. He's just Slim. Like, he's a funny guy. He's a boss. He's that legend that you see and that you respect.
I think categorizing people is rude.
Yeah, it is.
Like, listen, use my name. Like, who is that? That's Slim. Like, you're Brad. People are like, well, how's Brad? And I don't know. He's Brad.
I'm Brad.
He does Brad-like things.
Yeah, he does Slim Thug things.
Thugger things.
Whatever that consists.
Hashtag Thugger things.
Thugger things. Pause.
Yeah, pause. Pause on that one.
Oh,
okay,
dude.
So tell us about Snob University. Tell us about how you came up with this concept for like a school, university type thing.
Oh, man, I was graduating high school, and me and him were saying when we graduated high school that we would take over the world using music.
Word.
And we started with the Sprite Remix Project, and we got told that we were putting ourselves in a box, and that's not what we were aiming for. So we went and we thought about what we can do that everybody else could be a part of and support, but still, you know, have it as us. And
I was just out of high school. I was in college. I went to Lone Star South Fair, and Slim had just asked me to come with him on the road for the Crit thing. So just going on that tour and being away from school, I kind of lost focus with the books and studies and things like that. And I was like, damn, I'm at Snob University now, you know? Like,
yeah, I attend my own school.
Yeah, like life is what I have to wake up and clock into, you know? So every day I'm living, it's just like graduating to the next level, you know? Like, it's my university. It's what I'm going through.
So what can people, though, expect from Snob University that's different from the young
Vaughn? They can't expect anything because they not to sound cliche or anything, but I tried to make sure I outdone myself. Like, I went to a place that I've never went before. So to go into Snob University expecting anything that you know from Vaughn in the past besides, like, no, like, expanding my art. I took my art from the old projects, and I tried to expand it. And Snob University is a product of that. I don't know if it worked. I don't know if it failed. I just know I love what I make.
Peaches, what are you throwing pillows at?
She is killing Brad with the pillows.
She chunked a pillow at me.
Yeah, it was a soft pillow, though. You'll be all right.
No one cares about your phone. Okay.
What time is it?
Time for you to get a watch. It's 5. No. It's not 5. It's Monday morning, Peaches.
It's Thursday.
No, it's not. Stop saying. Stop lying to the people. Why are you a liar? Answer that question, Peaches.
To protect.
To protect.
Because only
Peaches,
a
there are truth. There's because truth only, and consequences,
only
Peaches.
Only a foolish man answers every question he is asked correctly.
Ooh. Are you calling yourself a man?
Nah, but, you know, I'm a woman.
You're a whoa, man.
Truth and you're consequences.
Whoa, man.
Truth or consequences.
Truth or consequences. There's New Mexico. Truth or there are consequences.
Peaches. I lied to you for your feelings, not mine.
That's what they said to baby boy.
That's what?
What they say, baby boy.
I mean, why do you lie?
Why is baby boy a recurring topic in our conversations, Vaughn?
It's because that movie was crazy. It attacked a lot of aspects of black people's lives.
Black male wives. Well, black women as well, but
what are some prerequisites? I can't speak today. Prerequisites to gain acceptance into Snob University.
Yeah, man. You kind of just got to be about success and not other bullshit. And that's the only prerequisite. As long as you're down with that.
As long as you're Snob. Yeah. You're getting the Snob.
Yeah, as long as you know that you got to strive for success and just kind of keep everything else to the side.
Now, and when can we expect the album?
August 12th.
August 12th. Any features on there that we should know about?
Yeah, I featured fellow Snob Gang Records members. I made sure this whole project was pushing the brand and people getting a good look at what I was going to be yelling about for the rest of my life. So you're going to hear some Anna Wayne, some Chris
Reese.
You're
going to be 35 on the Snob Game?
Most definitely. I'm going to be 35 talking about success.
he's tatted like Pac on his stomach. Yeah, he's got the Snob Gang tat.
I'm tatted like Pac on my stomach.
Bow.
I follow him on Instagram. I know what his tattoos are.
Yeah. My mom, I went to see her the other day, and she was like, lift up your shirt.
Oh.
So I lift up my shirt, and she was just like, that's nice. And I was like, oh, this is different. This is different. My mom's at Snob University now. So,
all right, Vaughn, let's wrap this up. What? Anything else you want to cover? Anything else you want to say?
That's so rude. Like, hurry up.
I said, let's wrap this up, Peaches. We only have, there's a certain amount of time.
I'm the
person checking the time. I know what time it is. That's why I asked you what time it was. Brad was trying to handle me on the cool, and I'm just tired of it today.
You know, Brad is a little handler, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Be trying to flex, but I'm tired.
Like he's confused. His hair, he has perfect hair, like Robin Thicke.
Appreciate that. He was taking pictures of the Justin Timberlake album next to me in the car.
I'm sorry. I did take that, and I will be releasing that. Brad is identical to so many white artists that I know.
He looks like Harvey Specter on
Suits. New season's coming up, Peaches.
I got to go back and watch the whole last season. I ain't seen one episode.
Let's make a day out of it. Let's make a day out of it.
You know I don't watch TV.
You deserve a statue, Brad.
I don't watch TV.
Appreciate it. Well, hold on. You're talking about stuff I deserve. What do I deserve?
You deserve a statue.
What kind of, like a statue of myself?
Yeah,
everybody come on the damn show and talk about Brad's damn hair. And then Brad be wanting to leave. No.
Appreciate you, dog.
Brad wants to leave and then reiterate every compliment that was given to him. Like, I'm not sitting here.
Brad needs a monument, though, because that hair stays in place. Rain, sleet, or snow. It's like UPS hair.
It's UPS hair. USPS, I think. USPS.
What's the brown people?
Okay, it's UPS. It was UPS. Okay. I thought it was United States Postal Service, but I'm wrong. All right. What's the white one, not the brown one? It's the white one, not the brown one?
USPS.
Who is the rain, sleet, or snow?
The brown people.
Brown people?
They got to take your doorstep.
Not the white people. So brown people will do anything. White people won't. This is post office. It's the white people.
Rain, sleet, snow, sunshine.
That's white people. That's the white vans. That's post office.
I mean, whoever delivers USPS. In any weather, your hair is dead.
Nah, the United States Post Office has to run regardless.
Yeah. All right, well, then you're
except
you
for national like holidays.
USPS, the white people.
USPS, the white trucks. White trucks, white people.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, what do you want to leave us on, Vaughn? Let them know where they can get your music, where they can hear you, all that good stuff.
You can find me at soundcloud.com/ Vaughnathon, SFS. That's VONATHONSFS. I'm on Twitter, Young Von SFS. Y'all boys, holler at me and let me know what y'all feel like and what you mad about. You can Facebook me, Young Von SFS. YouTube me, Young Von SFS.
So it's everything SFS.
I'm keeping it consistent across the boards. Yeah. And just let me know how you feel, man. Let me know what you're happy about, what you're sad about. I mean, we could chop it up. I'm here for you. Snob University.
August 12th?
12th.
August 12th.
That's my birthday, by the way, too. I'm turning 21 that day, so we'll be pretty messed
Lord.
Up.
What?
Yes. Motai, if you're going to say something, say it in the mic.
No, you didn't want that said in the mic.
Oh, don't say that. Okay. Anyway. All right, Young Vaughn, we appreciate you coming back on the Brad Gilmore Show. And now you're officially the first member of Snob Gang to be on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
Ooh.
All right. Make sure y'all support Young Vaughn, support his album. It's definitely, I know it's going to be dope. All his other past projects have been dope. Peaches, anything you want to say? You're just going to keep.
Look, let me see what the slushy I got today.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I was wondering what flavor is that, man? Because
mango, strawberry, and pineapple.
Mm. You won.
And it has strawberries and pineapples.
When did you get that slushy?
Today.
Like when, though?
At 2 o'clock.
Sonic
and
is
you're
the bomb.
Just finishing it?
It's a Route 44.
I take my time on that one, too.
What?
I would, too.
You got the happy hour.
What?
Really?
You think I'm about to go buy a Route 44 during the regular time?
You really won. And I feel you because, look, I try to hit happy hours on everything.
Low-key, Taco Bell got a happy hour. They got them little freezer things. The pina colada one is $1 every day between 2 and 5.
Everybody make sure y'all rate that.
Damn.
I'm a happy hour queen.
I need to mess with you. Man, we're going to start kicking it.
Turn 21 first, and I got you.
August 12th.
August 12th, the same day as Snob University. Young Vaughn, we appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate you guys, man.
You got to come back on when the album comes out.
I'll be here before that, and after that, during that, all that.
All right. Appreciate you. This is the Brag for DJ Motai, for Tata La Pitez.
You almost forgot.
And for what was that?
You almost forgot.
Oh, I thought that said, man, that's what you got. I was like, man, you got a new ad lib. That's what
yeah,
you got.
That's, yeah.
That's a clean one.
Huh?
Can I borrow that?
Yeah, I think we should use
that's
that.
That's what
one.
You got.
That's what you got. All right.
I'm so confused.
This is the Brag and we're showing the man. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Yuck. What up? This is Young Bun from Snob University. I'm kicking it with my baby Peaches, my dude DJ Motai, and my guy Brad Gilmore on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.